Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number, so it's 50 years of that. Alistair was unhappy at being told I wanted to hang him.
Oh, why didn't he say?
Why didn't he say that when he was speaking to us instead of carrying on with his conversation? And he's not going to be listening anymore or calling anymore.
Where have I heard that before?
Oh, yeah, from Alistair. Alistair, listen, man, it's hard for me to spin gold from coal. That's all I'm going to say. You know, it's hard for me to spin gold from coal. And there goes that little bit of self-entitlement, expecting prayer. I like the show. I like the show a lot. I like what he does, except when he does it to me. I like what he does, but not when he does it to me. Don't do it to me. I like what you do. I like it when you do it. Don't do it to me, though, please. Because I like it. I like you. I like what you do. I love what you do, actually. But not when you do it to me. So you carry on doing it, but don't do it to me. Please. That's what I like the show for, is when you do it, but not when you do it to me. Please carry on doing it. Just don't do it to me. I'm better than those guys. I'm better than those guys. No one's better than Tommy. Good evening, Tommy.
Hi there,
Tommy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you feel me near you?
Yeah.
Tommy, can you see me?
Sorry, what?
Can I help to cheer you?
Yeah, it would be quite nice.
Let's do it then, Tommy. Let's cheer you.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to cheer you right up, boy.
Right. Do you want me to cheer you as well?
Do you remember, Catherine, when we used to do a late-night phone-in show, and then one night we opened the show with 15 minutes of mashups, and then the second hour of that same show, we played the entirety of Revolution Number 9 by the Beatles, with more bits dropped in to make it even more migraine-inducing. Do you remember that we used to do that show? Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was great, great fun times, those. And then we got the sack because of that. Go on, Tom, what you got for us?
Say what?
I say, Tommy, what have you got for us? You've called us. I'm hoping it's to deliver a gift.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I do.
Let's do it, man.
Right. Well, I'm feeling quite shitty today, to be honest.
Hey, Tommy's feeling shitty. What's your problem, Tommy? Alistair's blocked me, guys. Alistair's blocked me again. Get ready. Well, get ready for some abuse. Why are you feeling... Where are you from, Tommy? You Polish?
Originally, I'm Czech.
I don't know any Czech. So I'm afraid I cannot. Catherine's picking up scissors. As soon as she said the word Czech, she picked up scissors. That's interesting. What is that all about?
We did used to speak a little bit of Czech from when we went to Slovakia.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't bother.
Oh, I learnt a little
bit.
Well,
listen, Tommy's feeling down. I want to lift Tommy's spirits.
Let's cheer him up.
Talk to us, Tom. What's wrong, Tom?
All right. Basically, about 3 days ago, I went through 7 epileptic fits.
Whoa! Dude! Man alive!
Yeah.
Wowzers!
That sucks, doesn't it?
It does suck. Had you had epileptic fits before?
Yeah, I had a few.
Okay,
maybe so... 5 in my whole life, or maybe a bit more,
but
I can't remember.
7 in one day?
Yeah, basically. And I forgot so much from my memory, like, you have no idea, just,
well,
it's weird.
You don't know what you forgot, do you?
Sorry?
You don't know what you forgot, do you?
Not, well, obviously.
Yeah, it's just thinking. I thought you were going to tell us the things you'd forgotten, and we'd be going, well, hang on, you remembered those.
I mean, I'm getting back some of my memories.
Okay, yeah. So what is it? Is it like... Is it like, because I've never had a fit or a seizure, is it like when you switch off, like, you know, sometimes the computer will just shut down by itself. You've not switched it off. And then it will reboot. But sometimes it can take like 5, 10, 20 minutes to reboot. Is that the same for your brain? But instead of it taking 5, 10, 20 minutes, it takes, you know, a few days or a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, that's what I think pretty much.
Wow.
The first day it was so bad. I was just speaking Czech, honestly, to everyone, and didn't know anything, really.
Yeah.
All I remember is waking up two paramedics above me, and that's it.
Wow, man. Are you, did you physically hurt yourself? Are you physically okay?
Maybe a bit with my arm, my right arm, but nothing. My tooth. Basically, when it happens to you, you start biting a lot.
Yeah.
It puts a lot of pressure, and I had abscess in my second tooth from the back.
Ouch.
And I kind of split it in half. Yeah.
Okay. And was there any... by the way, you know I had toothache the other day, and I fixed it.
What happened?
I think I might have just had like a gum infection because I bought that electric toothbrush. I spent a long time whizzing. This is the thing, guys. You got toothache, you can fix it. Just get a good toothbrush, cleanse. And I fixed it. So I'm going to cancel my dentist appointment. Screw those losers.
Well, go anyway.
Nah, I'm not going to bother. Okay, do you have any idea what triggered it, Tommy?
It's hard to say. Could be many things, really.
Yeah.
I didn't have any alcohol. I didn't have anything, really.
Okay.
But it could be that the Epilim that I'm taking, one of the pills, one of the drugs that I'm taking for it, that it's supposed to be helping it, could be actually causing it. Okay. That's why I went to doctors today.
Yeah.
He changed the Epilim to a different drug. So now I have 5 weeks of basically losing amounts of Epilim and getting higher amounts of a different drug, hoping to get. But today I got told that I might be given a brain surgery.
Whoa! I got excited then, and then I realized that maybe you might not be excited by that, and you might be terrified of it. So
I mean, my doctor thinks that it's a good thing. I'm thinking like, yeah, but he's gonna cut out a piece of my brain out.
Yeah.
What if I wake up as someone else? I mean, I won't know it because I'll be dead. But
well, oh, I see what you mean. That's a great ethical thing. Would you know? I don't know if it's necessarily. They're not talking about necessarily cutting like a slice of cake out of your head, is that how, it's not how it works, and then you kind of push it together to make it look like you've not taken any. I don't think that's how it works, is it?
Well, the only thing I got told today is that I would be basically penetrated with a hot hot rod. Yeah, hot rod. But if it's true, I have no idea, because I got told by someone, my partner's father.
Yes.
He doesn't know anything about it.
But he's
listening
you
to
up.
This now, so he's going to be very happy about it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, it all sounds like a lot to take on. All I could say is follow your doctor's advice and listen to your doctor's suggestions and advice, and then speak to your friends and family and those you trust and weigh up their opinions. You're the only one that can make the decision, though, Tommy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I wouldn't want
to
be in your position.
I have to say, though, when I was in the hospital, since it was a chapel hospital, Bunch of nuns came there.
Nuns, yes. I like the way you say nuns. I'm going to say nuns. No, no, you say, I'm not taking the mick. I genuinely like nuns. I'm going to call them nuns from now on. A bunch of nuns. That's great. Yeah. A bunch of nuns, right. Yes.
Because I was on the intensive care unit for some while.
Yeah.
Everywhere around me, by the way, were just dying. Oh. Old, you know,
they tend to in intensive care. That's the hit rate is not great there.
Well, and I was the only one. I'm 23, and as the nuns came there, I was like just looking at them, you know, randomly, and they were like, "Why are you here?" I'm like, "Well,
why are you here, nuns?"
I had about 7 fits in one day, and it just completely reset my brain, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, "Do you want us to pray for you?" And I'm like, well, then I thought, that's so freaking hilarious, considering I have a boyfriend.
Well, I don't know if, you know, a lot of Christianity is cool with your hideous sexual perversions, Tommy. So a handful of them are up to it themselves, I've been led to believe.
That's nothing. I'm a furry, if you heard about that ever before.
Catherine steps up to the microphone. This is Catherine's world.
It's not my
world. She's a furry expert.
I'm interested, very much so. So, as far as I understand it, Tommy, you like to sort of dress up as a mascot.
Well, I would love to if I had the money for the fursuit, yeah.
Ah. So, are you just a kind of a supporter of furries, or are you... a wannabe furry, or tell me?
It's loads of other things. You know, the first thing that you do is you get your own fursona, which is basically a character that you come up with.
Did you say fursona?
Fursona.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
How much is a fursuit?
Yeah, that can be. Well, honestly, depends on. What fursuit you get?
Because I found a big head wolf costume for £30.
That's a cool one. He doesn't want a crappy.
That's a cool one. That's a big head wolf.
What? How do you see yourself? What is your fursona?
My fursona is called Reto El Baroda. Backwards, it means adorable otter.
Let's find a furry suit that's an otter.
Wow. So, okay. Otters, that's going to be more tricky. I mean, if you'd have gone for something like a wolf or something, that'd be easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's no otter suits on Amazon, I'm afraid.
It's going to have to get bespoke.
Tommy, you naughty boy.
Well, the problem is it's a very specific kind of otter, which I came up with as well.
It's
called poon-tailed.
Poon-tailed?
Massive spoon, as in...
Spoon.
What do you eat your soup with?
I don't eat my soup with a poon.
A spoon.
A spoon. Spoon.
All right.
I'm not really a soup kind of guy. I'm a sandwich guy. I'm a sandoichi guy, as they say in Japanese.
So you're a spoon-tailed otter. What colour?
It's brick red and beige, I would say.
Can you confirm, Tommy, that you were into this before the epileptic fit, or is this one of the side effects? Like, you know, sometimes people wake up and they speak Chinese. You've woken up and you want to be a furry otter. Or was that happening before the fit, the seizures?
No, it happened before.
Okay.
But honestly, the epilepsy could have been
made it
part of my life ever since.
Okay.
Whatever. It never happened.
You need to get crowdfunding. You need to milk the epilepsy.
Yeah.
Get on crowdfunding and say, I'm an epileptic. My name is Tommy. I'm a Czechaleptic.
Wow.
There you go. It could work. You've got to make things snappy. I'm a Czechaleptic. And I just had, I write checklet. Checkmate. And I want to be a furry, but who knows what's around the corner from me. I may have to have a brain operation that may kill Tommy, and I become a new person. So my dream is to be a furry, adorable otter. I need £20,000. please pledge your money. And I reckon if you did it like that, Tommy, you'd be all right. You'd get the 20 grand for the suit.
Well, if you say so, I might even try, to be honest.
Do it, man. Do it.
If you do, tweet us about it.
I probably will, yeah.
Tommy, if you do it, let us know and we will tweet the hell out of it.
Tommy, can I ask a question? And it's a rude one. Is it?
Yes, please.
Is it a sexy thing or is it just a I like being an adorable otter thing?
It's completely sexy, yeah. Oh.
Yes, mate. Yes, mate.
Sexy otter. That's him snapping his fingers, by the way.
Yes, mate. Get in there. So you need a little hole at the front and a little hole at the back. And what would your partner be? Would he be another otter? Would he? I don't know what other animals would turn on otters. What would he be?
No, my partner isn't a fairy, I'm afraid.
You need to dish that loser.
Doesn't sound very happy about it.
He loves the show, so...
Oh, bless him.
Well, listen, if he's not prepared to indulge you in your...
Well, you didn't say
wicked...
wouldn't indulge him. He just said he wasn't going to dress up.
Oh, well, again, he needs... Listen, yes, we know that Tommy is a deviant. We've worked that out. The nuns know that.
I love the nuns.
And the epileptic fit, who knows? It may have been God's punishment. We don't know. We don't know. But your partner really needs to start dressing up, Tommy, and becoming furry with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to make it happen. Tommy, listen, it's so nice to talk to you, man. I wish you the best of luck with your health and with your furry hobby. If you start a crowdfunder, a Go Pledge with me or whatever it is, GoFundMe, we will let us know and we will tweet the hell out of that. Come on the show and tell us again. And lots of love to your partner. And I hope you know, things work out well for you both. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000. Good evening, Michael.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. Just want to ask you a question about... How do you know if antidepressants are working? Maybe a silly question.
That's a heavy question, man. It's a heavy question.
I don't know.
Okay.
My antidepressants are working or not.
Do you feel... How long have you been on them for?
For about 6 months now.
Do you feel slightly better at least than when you went on, than before you went on them?
I'm still getting anxiety... Panic attacks and
is it
when
more,
I go back to the doctors, they don't really...
Is it more manageable than it was 6 months and 1 day ago?
Yes, I think it's more bearable. Yes, I can sleep a bit better now.
Then listen, I'm not giving you medical advice because I'm not qualified. Legally, I'm not allowed to. All I can do is share my story with you and kind of pick your brains and see if I can find a common thread from you. If it is slightly better than it was 6 months and a day ago, then it could appear that they are having some positive impact on you.
Yeah.
Or it could just be circumstantial. It could be, you know, the placebo thing, that actually life is a little bit better than it was 6 months and a day ago.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I'm assuming you're just seeing a GP, are you?
Yes.
Right. And this is the problem, right? Because I'm really, really lucky in that for years, since I got TV money, I've been able to afford to see like a private psychiatrist, you know, at the Priory. And it cost me a lot of money. I can't really afford it now, so I don't go as often as I would like. But what it means is, instead of getting a 10-minute, 8-minute, 7-minute session with a GP who knows lots about everything, mm-hmm. I get 30 minutes with a guy who doesn't know lots about everything, but knows lots and lots and lots and lots, and is an expert on this one thing, which is antidepressants and anxiety and chemicals to help the brain change their direction. So I'm getting much better treatment than a lot of people who go to their GP.
Right.
So, but if you feel it isn't worth, okay, let me tell you what when antidepressants work for me, what it does for me, right, is it gets rid of the real lows most of the time, apart from the occasional one, and it gets rid of the real highs most of the time, apart from the occasional one, and it helps me sit a little bit more in the middle. Now, I can still go down in that middle, and I can still go up in that middle, but I'm kind of hovering closer to a mean, median, medium line than I am when I haven't been on antidepressants.
Right.
Would you say that is what has happened to you or not?
Yes, yeah. I think that when I go back to the doctor and they say, how you're feeling, I just don't know whether I could be on something else that make me feel even better.
Yeah.
And that's a bit I don't know. I've always been on citalopram, so...
That's what I was on for a bit. Citalopram is the kind of the popular one at the moment. According to my doctor, it's the popular one at the moment. The problem is, as I found out, is if you start, because I was on citalopram for years and then it just stopped working. I've had a few people say that, actually, said they were on it for years and then it just stopped, which is odd.
How did you know they stopped working?
I couldn't get out of bed and I wanted to kill myself a lot.
That was it.
I mean, coupled with I was suddenly aware that my marriage was over, although we hadn't really talked about it. So there was a lot of circumstantial stuff going on.
Yeah.
The problem. Cause then we had a little tinkering and I tried a few different doses and then I tried a few different drugs and then da la la. Now the problem with the tinkering is for six months,
yes,
I felt worse. And Kath knows because I was working with Kath and she saw me go through it. So for 6 months of tinkering, I felt I was all over the place.
Didn't they put you on something that just turned you? You didn't care about anything. Couldn't look me in the eye.
There was a couple.
There was one that was just, you were flat.
There was. I don't want to say the name because there will be people that are on it that are working for them. So I don't want to put a negative thought about that drug in their head. But yeah, there was one that was it was awful for me, and I just couldn't handle it at all. I'm a big fan of the holistic approach. So whereas chemicals are one part of it, but then having other parts, you know, the chemicals held the boat steady for me so that I could then get on the boat and do other things. And that for me is meditation, which I haven't done for ages, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of people say exercise, but exercise doesn't do it for me, but I know lots of people that it does. Being creative does it for me. Being creative, I guess, is like a meditation for me. So making stuff, but trying to do it in an unpressured environment. So, you know, like streaming videos and stuff where I'm not actually worried about the numbers.
You said exercise, and I know you were talking about like gym and stuff and hardcore stuff, but I know that walking works for you.
Oh, yeah, the Zen Power Walk was good. Going for a walk with my headies on, or going out for a walk for 45 minutes, an hour, but steaming it.
I keep trying to do that because I work from home most days, and I keep saying to myself, I need to go out for a walk at least once a day, but I never...
It's hard,
I can't get the motivation.
The motivation is hard.
Here's an idea, and it's just an idea, and again, it's just what might work for you. get your headphones on, take a podcast and just walk for the length of the podcast. And then, and then you're kind of distracted and you're not feeling like, right, I've got to do this now. It's something that you enjoy doing anyway. Just do it outside the house, because I know working from home, God, you feel like you haven't moved all day, you know.
Yeah, podcasts. Yeah. Audio. I got really into audiobooks. That's what did it for me, more than podcasts. Audiobooks. And I never thought I'd like them, but I would go out and I'd listen to a couple of chapters and I got really into it. And it would also, if I was out walking, it would kind of, I would be texting Kath with like a dozen ideas that I'd had. And two of them would be great and the other would be rubbish. But that doesn't matter. So I would suggest looking at other stuff like that. Yeah. And listening to music, man. Music is the stuff. Like, music is the stuff. No,
the doctor offered me counselling at the last visit I had, but I had counselling years ago in 2009 when I lost my partner to cancer, and I had some counselling after that, as like grief counselling. Yeah. So I suppose it'd be different this time because it's
it'd be very different.
Not necessarily grief.
Here's the thing. I'm sorry for your loss, man. That must be horrendous, and that's probably that's 9 years ago. That ain't that long ago, is it? So I'll imagine that's still a big rock.
Yes.
You know, not your partner, but the grief is a big rock that you're carrying around on your back. Mm-hmm. Here's the good news: you can drop that rock at some point. That's the good news, and you can drop the rock in a way that is completely respectful and loving of the person that you lost. The grief can transform into something that isn't as heavy to carry around, right? So that can happen at some point when you're ready for it, right?
And I think I have dropped that rock.
Oh, there you go. Well, then that's a great move. But the counselling, here's the thing. I would say yes to the counselling, in as much as I know that on the NHS, it takes about 3 to 5 months to even get an appointment.
Right.
And it will be completely different to the grief counselling. And I think you only get like 12 sessions on the NHS, which is not really long enough to start the work. But it might just pick at the thread a little bit and start pulling the thread away.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if your doctor offers you stuff, say yes.
Yes.
And grab it. And see what works for you. And then you might find, I mean, I don't know what your financial situation is, but you might find that if the counselling is doing something and after the sessions you're still not quite there, that maybe you could afford to go to a counsellor once a week or once a fortnight. Maybe you could cut back on, for me, that my most ridiculous expense is buying coffees, like coffees from Costa and stuff. And I spend 20, 30, 40 quid a week sometimes on coffees. What is that about? You know, so you might find that there's something that you like, but you could kind of, is not as important, and you can get rid of that. And, you know, I don't want to patronise you by saying all this stuff, but you know, man.
Can I give you one more practical thing that I know has helped other people and it might help you? Have you heard of Matt Haig? There's a guy called Matt Haig who's written a brilliant book that's been really useful to a lot of people, and it might be worth having a look at it. And it's called
I've heard of him on the show.
Yeah, we love him. Sure. We love him.
Yes.
So Reasons to Stay Alive is the one. If you can get hold of a copy of that, honestly, and you can dip in and out. And I know sometimes you don't want to read because you haven't got the concentration or whatever. You can dip in and out, and it's just really helpful to some people. Hey,
I will definitely look that up. All right. Yeah, thank you.
Michael, you are precious, priceless and valuable, and you can do this, brother. You got this, Michael.
Thank you both. Appreciate
Thanks, man.
Your time.
Take care. See you later on.
Phone us whenever you want,
bye-bye.
Okay?
Bye-bye. What a nice guy.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice guy. 0344-499-1000, although we got loads of calls, so just hold off for a bit because we got Stan, Lucy, Alex, Dreamweaver and Tony. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.